This is Dakota Datebook for March the 20th. Today's Dakota Datebook is about Charles Alexander Reynolds. Charles was born on this date in 1842 in Illinois. The son of a doctor, Reynolds attended prep school before moving to Kansas with his family at 17. Seeking adventure, he left his family to work as a teamster on a wagon train. A year later, he joined the Union Army to fight in the Civil War. Reynolds was short, stocky, with dark red hair and wide-set blue eyes. He led a clean life and preferred the company of men who shared his interests in geology, animal life, and Native American cultures. This earned him the nickname Lonesome Charlie. After his discharge from the Army in 1864, Reynolds headed west to become a buffalo hunter. By the time he reached the Fort Berthold area, he had gained a reputation as a skilled frontiersman. Native Americans called him White Hunter that never goes out for nothing due to his superior hunting abilities. In 1872, Reynolds was hired to guide the first Yellowstone expedition, escorting Northern Pacific Railroad surveyors. The following year, he joined a second expedition, earning the respect of Custer as a superior scout. Custer later hired him as a chief scout for the Black Hills Expedition in 1873, where Reynolds confirmed the presence of gold and was sent to deliver the news to Fort Laramie. This announcement would ultimately lead to his death. In 1876, Reynolds became a scout for General Alfred Terry's column, which was tasked with bringing in Sitting Bull. He guided the 7th Cavalry toward the Battle of Little Bighorn. Custer sent Reynolds to lead Major Reno's battalion in its attack on the Native American encampments. Reynolds had serious concerns about the cavalry's ability to withstand the battle, and he was right. Reno's troops were soon in retreat. Dr. H.R. Porter, who witnessed Reynolds' death, recalled, "The Indians were shooting at you," Reynolds warned him. Moments later, Reynolds fell, fatally wounded. Reynolds was 34 when he died. His bravery saved Dr. Porter, who was the only 7th Cavalry surgeon to survive. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Mary Helm. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.